Well, we have with us in the studio Professor in Earth Sciences, James Jackson from Cambridge University, and we've managed to persuade him to stay on because we've had a brilliant geological question that we think he would be perfect in answering.
Hi, my name is Andrew Dunn. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland. My question is, if petroleum is derived from ancient fossilized organic materials, then why do the deposits appear mostly localized in the Middle East?
So, James, what's your thoughts on that question?
Most hydrocarbons are from dead organic, well, they all are from dead organic material. And you need an astonishing set of circumstances to make oil out of these things and preserve them. Firstly, you've got to concentrate them somewhere where they're not dispersed or oxidized, which means in sort of swamps and marshes or lakes or something like that. Then you've got to heat them up slowly over a long, long period to cook them up to make oil. And then you've got to actually, when they make oil and start to buzz off, you've got to have some way of trapping them. Now, all these things, it turns out, happen on the margins of continents. If you stretch continents and try and pull them apart, what happens is they neck. And that's what the North Sea is. The North Sea exists underwater because Scotland and Norway moved apart about 100 kilometres. And they just stretched, it necked the North Sea, it got a bit thinner, and it sunk below the sea. And by sinking below the sea, it gets buried in sediment. Sediment just gets washed in, and all those dead bugs which were there get buried deeper and deeper and deeper and get gently cooked for a long time. Eventually, although the North Sea stopped stretching, had it carried on, it would have made a plate margin. We'd have got the edge of the continent and Scotland would have been over by Norway, by America somewhere, and Norway would still be in Europe. And so the circumstances for making oil are very good on the margins of continents, especially the margins of oceans like the Atlantic Ocean, which is not a plate boundary. There are no earthquakes there. Now, what happened in Saudi Arabia is that happened to be on the margin of a huge ocean which separated Asia from the southern continent. So 100 million years ago, Africa, India, Arabia were all a long way further south from where they are now, and they've all moved north and bashed into Asia. One of those places is Saudi Arabia and Iran and Iraq. And so what's happened is the margin of that ocean, with the margins of Arabia and Africa and India, have all just popped up above sea level. So it's not that there's more oil there than anywhere else. There's loads of oil all the way on the other continental margins, but it's underwater. It's hard to get out, it's hard to find, and it's hard to suck out. Whereas in Saudi Arabia, it's popped up nicely above sea level, thank you, and also in Iran and Iraq. So it's actually extremely easy to find. And it's more that it's convenient than anything else. But geologically, what you're looking at is say, the edge of Ireland, the western side of Ireland, which has just run into something and popped back up above sea level.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, James. Lucky old Arabs happen to be in the right place at the right time,
yes.
And their oil is available. Thank you, James Jackson from Cambridge University. Thank you for answering that question.